This is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about a strategy for teaching vocabulary. And this is especially for younger students, those in kindergarten, pre-K, but we're also going to talk at the end about ways we can adapt this for the older students. This comes from an article in The Reading Teachers, and it centers around the strategy of a word walk, which is an adapted version of what's known as a text walk, if you're familiar with that. And so the basic idea is this. For the younger students, what you're doing is you're picking one to two vocabulary words, and you're going to be teaching them over the course of 2 days of a read aloud. And so the reason you're only doing one to two words and you're doing it over the course of 2 days is that the authors found that doing any more words or any less time made it very hard for the students to truly master and understand what those vocabulary words were and be able to use them in the future. And each sort of two-day reading cycle has different components for before reading, during reading, and after reading. I'm going to go over those now. So before reading, the teacher introduces the vocabulary words. This is often done creatively, actively, sentence strips with pictures, with acting words out, so just your very creative way of engaging students in the definition, having students repeat the words back, and really being sure that you are actually telling the students the definition. For this sort of a strategy, there isn't any essence of students trying to guess. You want to just be very clear and upfront with what the words actually mean. And you also want to prompt the students to listen for the words in the story as you're reading them. And so any sort of motion that you do in your classroom, whether it's a hand raised, whether you have another motion, just prompting students, listen for this word, make this motion when you hear it. Then, during reading, the teacher pauses each time the word or words come up and just reiterates the definition. So the example that they use in the article is the word enormous. And so if the word enormous came up in your story, you'd pause, say, oh, it's enormous, I recognize that, I see so the people in the class, and let's just remember what enormous meant. Then after reading, this is where you get really a lot of the meaty pieces of this strategy. You need to go back as the teacher to the places where the words are in the story, so you probably have them sticky noted. And you're going to, again, think about what was that word and what did that mean and why was that word used there? And so, again, this is very teacher-led during the first day with you doing sort of a think aloud, talking about the words in their context. And then also leading the class in a discussion about how you could use the word in other contexts. And again, this is going to be teacher-led. So you're going to say, I wonder what other things are enormous. You know, elephants are enormous animals. And so by doing this, you're again modeling for students this word, which they've now had repeated multiple times, which they've now seen in multiple contexts, how else they could use it. And then the second day, literally doing the same thing, except each piece is more student-centered. Now during the review, you might prompt the students to give you the definition. During reading, when you pause, you might have the students give you how the word is used. After reading, you might have students give you why other contexts that the words can be used in. And so that's pretty much it in a contained two-day lesson, and then you move on to new words after that. Now for older students, this is a more traditional text walk, and what this means is you're probably going to have 3 to 4 vocabulary words, and you're only going to do it over 1 day of a reading. So you can get in more words sort of more intensely and with less amount of time. Also, for older students, you might want to sort of de-emphasize the before and during reading pieces, so spend less time there and spend more time with the after reading, the idea of really having a rich, robust discussion about the words that were in the story, how they were used, how you would use them in other contexts. And so the basic idea of all this whole word walk and text walk thing or strategy is that you're really giving students a chance to learn vocabulary words embedded in a story so that they're having rich understanding, they're seeing it multiple times, they're talking about the words multiple times, and then at the end they're able to make connections and really deeply internalize the words so that they can use them in all sorts of different contexts. So thanks for watching and happy teaching.